When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so got this from Clint. He says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I have an unusual dilemma I'm hoping to get some thoughts on. About a year and a half ago, I loaned a decent-sized portion of money to one of my friends. She was down on her luck, needed the help. Well, fast forward to today, and she is now my girlfriend.
Oh, that's fun.
She and I are doing great, having fun. Also, she's doing better financially and is even making more money than I am. Here's the thing. She still hasn't paid back the loan.
Oh.
And I know you're thinking, did she know it was a loan? Yeah, she did. When I gave it to her, she thanked me and promised to me once she's in a better spot, she'd pay me back. Like I said, it was a decent amount of money, and it's been nagging me. But should I ask her for it? Or should I just forget it since we're dating now? And if so, how do I ask her without it being awkward? In essence, I'm asking, is that money gone? Thanks, both. Clint.
I feel like yes. I mean, she's in a better spot in a couple of ways.
Well, yeah, she's dating you. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
And yeah, like better spot financially.
But yeah, I don't know if there is a good way to bring that up, especially she's probably assuming since you're dating that you're forgiving the loan.
Yeah, John texts in and says the money's gone. Your options are the money or the girlfriend. So he's saying you can't really do both. I don't know if I disagree, but I do think also there is a way to, I don't know. Okay, let us know if you've been in this situation and how you handled it.
Because, yeah, I don't know about the words to say, like, hey, remember the one time?
Yeah, right. Because now, and who knows, maybe she is paying you back in other ways. Like, I mean, I know it's not like, I know it's not like financial. You couldn't maybe, pay rent with it, but maybe she's paying you back in, like, maybe she's covering more of your rent. Maybe she is, you know, doing like buying more groceries for you both. Maybe she's doing, you know, like maybe
that's true.
Maybe there are other ways that she's paying you back. And if you start thinking about it or you shift your mind to think about it that way, maybe you are getting that money paid back to you bit by bit. And
that's a good point.
I don't know. But you could also look at it like, well, that's just the cost of being like boyfriend, girlfriend. You kind of share each other's, you know, stuff. So I don't know. Let us know how you've handled it when it's happened to you, because I'd like to hear that story, because maybe that would help Clint in how he approaches this, or maybe he doesn't, you know, with his girlfriend. So 502-795-1997, 795-1997. In the middle of group therapy, listen, Clint, he loaned a friend who was kind of down on her luck some money. And he says it was like a substantial amount of money, right? Or at least in Clint's
size. He said decent sized, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for Clint it was. And so, you know, let's go ahead and fast forward here a little bit, because now the person who lent the money is...
The person who got the money, the recipient, is his girlfriend.
Yes, is his girlfriend. And so now he's all like, oh, gosh, okay.
So now it's a little awkward I kind of broach the subject of getting paid back. And he's asking, okay, can I ask her for the money?
Yeah.
Or does the fact that now we're dating kind of make that null and void?
Right.
And if I do ask her, what words do I use so that she doesn't get hurt, offended, mad, any of that?
Right, 100%. And it's... It's interesting. We got a lot of text messages. John rolls in and says, well, you could marry her, get your money back by merging the accounts. Think of it as just holding the funds until you wife her.
There you go. That's one way to look at it.
Steve's like, well, look at that. Like you bought her to be your girlfriend. Or we don't look at it that way. How about that, Steve?
Maybe not.
How about we don't do that?
Maybe not. But there could be other ways that she's paying you back. Like, is she helping out with the rent? I don't know if they're, did he say if they're living together?
No, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like, okay, well, what if it's other payments? What if it's other ways that she's you know, helping
doing things
with,
for you.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that could maybe be considered, even in a monetary standpoint, payment. If she's helping cover groceries or utilities or gas or things like that, which, you know, obviously is expensive. Now, Ashley, what was the situation with your sister and her boyfriend?
She had a lot of credit card debt, and he has a lot of money, so he paid it all off. They wrote a document up. She paid it all back. They're married.
Okay, so
really? So they got like a legal document involved?
I don't know. I think it was just like a paper that he's just super smart, so.
Kind of like an IOU sort of thing, but she made good on her promise, and it ended up working out. So what do you think? What do you think? I mean, it doesn't sound like Clint and his girlfriend did that before he lent her money. So what do you think they should do now?
I think she knows she owes it. So
how does he remind her of that, though?
I mean, if you're close enough to your significant other, don't you think you should be able to talk about most things, especially financial things?
Yeah. Okay. So Ashley, you and I are dating. I have...
That was very bold.
put yourself in that. I have lent you, you know, some money, and you haven't paid me back yet. How would you want to hear that from me?
I guess I'd just say, hey, this has been bugging me, and, you know, I want our relationship to be honest and nothing to be resentful, so...
Hey, Ashley, this has been bugging me, and I want our relationship to be honest, and I don't want to have any resentment towards you at all, but you know that money that I loan you, so I kind of need that money now.
Sounds too easy, right?
All right, hey, Ashley, I appreciate you role-playing with us. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't make any strange noises.
Yeah, you know how those live on this show.
Listen, Ashley, there's still time.
Nope.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, she got out unscathed, which is nice.
Or did she? Ashley, have you ever seen a man naked?
Nope.
Oh, you're evil. You're super evil. Oh, what's the matter with you? We want her to still call back. She's never going to call back again if you're going to do that to her. Stop it.
Ashley, what'd you say when he offered to get naked for you?
Nope.
Nah, there you go. Good for you, Ashley.
Good for you, Ashley. Good for you. OMG. Aaron said, I'm out $650 to a friend. I'm never getting that money back, and neither is Clint.
Yeah, you know what? I think you just have to shift your thinking here. You gotta just think to yourself, you know what? That money's gone. I just need to write it off. And I get that it may be like thousands of dollars or whatever. You know, I don't know how much you never said, but it could be a substantial amount of money to you. And you just gotta understand that that's probably not coming back to your life. It could come back in other ways, though. So just kind of keep that as an open mind.
Yeah, another text. Give me a break, bro. You liked her enough to give her money. Give it up. Be a man. Let her go. Let it go for love.
Yes.
Let it go for... And by the way, Ashley's rolling. With what you've done with her words. Stop it. Don't do it again. I see your face. Don't do it again.
Oh.
Oh, another text. As soon as Ashley said nope, I knew it. I knew what he was going to do.
Listen, you know, I mean, we don't all get an opportunity to hear the first time you ever saw the opposite sex naked what
Stop
you
it.
Said.
Stop.
Nope.
Oh, Ashley, right. We love you.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Clint, for reaching out to us. Hopefully that gives you a little bit of perspective, and keep us posted.